Welcome to CNN Student News. As the new week begins, many people around the world are paying tribute to Nelson Mandela. He helped end apartheid, South Africa's practice of racial segregation. He became the country's first democratically elected president. Mandela died last Thursday at 95. Our show from last Friday covered his life and legacy. Yesterday was a National Day of Prayer in South Africa. An official memorial service is scheduled for tomorrow. Several world leaders are set to attend. Mandela's memory is being honored around the globe.
Our nation has lost its greatest son. We saw in him what we seek in ourselves.
He was just a huge, larger-than-life figure.
He was a magnanimous person. He was a compassionate person.
You know, there's been no leader like him in my lifetime.
He was remarkable. I mean, he had a wicked sense of humor, a twinkle in his eye, and yet at the same time, there was the serious side to him.
What an extraordinary and inspiring man Nelson Mandela was.
He was the person that, I think, more than any other person in the late 20th century, represented the triumph of the human spirit over adversity.
He didn't compromise his principles, and he was so gracious, a gracious man. You very seldom can find that combination of virtues and values and principles all in one person. But it was all there in one man that we all came to know and love, Madiba, Nelson Mandela.
Many around the world were greatly influenced by his selfless struggle. He touched our lives in deeply personal ways.
I am one of the countless millions who drew inspiration from Nelson Mandela's life. My very first political action was a protest against apartheid. The day he was released from prison gave me a sense of what human beings can do when they're guided by their hopes and not by their fears.
We would ask everybody at the Adelaide Oval to stand, please, for a minute's silence in respect of the life of Nelson Mandela.
For now, let us pause and give thanks.
For our first roll call of the week, we thought we'd add a little color to roll call festivities. We're going to start with the Purple Riders from Martins Ferry High School in Martins Ferry, Ohio. Over in Fishers, Indiana, we've got the Golden Hawks from Riverside Junior High. And we'll round out our roll with the Red Devils. They're from Central High School in Phoenix City, Alabama. Economic indicators and winter weather. Economy's up first. The new U.S. unemployment rate, 7%, lowest it's been in 5 years. In November, the economy added 203,000 jobs. Some experts see these as good signs for the economy. But there are still 11 million unemployed Americans, and more than a third of them have been out of work for at least 6 months.